So I'm here today with the artist Alex Face. He's one of the more iconic street artists in Bangkok. We're at his open-air studio, so you'll probably be hearing birds, power tools. And we're here to just...
Windy and PM 2.45.
And we're here to just learn a little bit about the man behind one of the most iconic figures in street art. So just for people who don't know, Alex, can you talk a little bit about the rabbit or the rabbit man or however you'd describe him that you're very famous for?
I think...
2 years.
I don't know. It's like a suit.
It's a suit.
Actually, I'm got inspiring from my daughter when she born in 2009. Mm. So before I'm painting graffiti with my name, and I'm painting my face for on the wall for my collector. Mm. So that's why Alex Face become my name, you know, because I'm painting the face all the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm painting the baby face when I saw my daughter face in the first time, and she make the face really grumpy. I think every baby make a face like that, you know, like worry something, looking around like like that. Mm-hmm. But that face, it make me a lot of inspiration. I have lots of idea when I saw the baby, when the baby make a face like that. But at that time, you know, I had a baby like brand new daddy, so so many feelings in my mind at the moment. You know, I'm worried about the future, like what's it gonna be in the future. How my daughter gonna live in next 20 years, or you know, I'm thinking a lot. So I think that face can represent what I'm thinking at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's like I wanna, you know, I'm start drawing that baby face like that on my sketchbook, and one day I'm going out to paint the walls, and so I just start painting the baby face for fun, for me when I'm painting to drawing something. Mm-hmm. It just become from your life. Mm-hmm. It's baby in my hand. Yeah, when she's asleep, I just draw her face. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going out. Okay, I paint the baby face. Mm-hmm. And then I'm keep painting the baby face. Look, worry something. Actually, when I'm painting for myself, every painting is look really upset, look really a bit sad, mm-hmm. or it seems like a baby look worried about something in the future. Mm-hmm. I want people to see my painting, and then there's like, why the baby upset? Mm-hmm. I want to remind them about the next generation. It's not only you. We have a next generation of human to growing up. You know, I feel like people consume too much and too fast for, you know, like 10 years. You say like for my life, I look back for when I'm young. You know, like everything so changed so fast in the last 20 years. I'm back to my hometown, everything gone. You know, like. Or tree, right field, become the factory or the highway everywhere, you know, it's like traffic a lot. It's like, it's still fast for 20 years, you know?
So for the art, obviously it's wildly popular. You know, you've worked with people like Vocom, you get to tour Europe, you get to do a lot of cool things. Why do you think... people have really gravitated to this figure of the baby face and the animal suit with the oftentimes the third eye in the middle of the forehead. What have been some of the reactions from the audience or some of the explanations that you remember as being kind of interesting or unique as to why people really gravitate towards your art?
Some people say this collector is really sensitive. They said about sensitive. The baby face look. I mean, like the baby collector that I did is really friendly for them. That's what they say to me. But I don't know too, like why they love it. But for me, I think, you know, in the nature of human, maybe they, when they see the baby, it makes them feel really happy. I don't know. When you see the small dog, when you see the small cat, when you see the small bird, everything like a baby is really cute, you know. It's really positive. So, oh, so cute. I think maybe the same when I paint a baby, like small human.
It's interesting to me that it's like this very innocent figure, but street art can be very controversial. Oftentimes, artists are painting because they want to. It's not because they get approval. Mm-hmm. So they'll paint on the side of a building where no one said it's okay.
Yeah.
You'll get chased by the police.
Yeah.
You can, you know, even get arrested or go to jail. Or have to pay huge amounts of money, which a lot of young artists don't have. Why did you choose to go into street art, and what are some of the challenges or the fun that comes along with that sense of risk?
Yeah, actually it came from when I start painting wall, I feel like just fun. I'm starting with graffiti, tagging walls, walk at night, and paint someone's house, you know, like quick, and actually it's really not nice at all. I feel like just smash it.
Get in, get out.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
But from my background, I'm studying fine art. You know, the whole life, I'm drawing the whole life and study fine art in the university. And I'm start taking wall for a while and then start thinking, you know, I can put my artwork on the wall to show the people. It's quite a long time to like change it a lot, you know, on the way. Start with the fun thing and then painting a lot, get trouble. You know, a lot of people hate me because I'm tagging everywhere, you know, in my neighborhood. Yeah, it's make me thinking a lot. I'm growing up and, you know, one day I'm talking to myself, like, the thing I did, I should make people happy in the morning. And they talk good to me in the morning, or they talk shit to me in the morning, you know. I'm like, what I should do. But for sure, you know, for graffiti artists, tagging or throw up, it's very fun.
Mm.
But if you want to do another thing, it's like I'm thinking about send the message to the people,
mm-hmm.
not about the graffiti scene anymore. You know, like try to take the space to tell what I want to say to the public.
Mm-hmm. So when I think about art, one of the problems I have, I'll put this on me. It's nothing to do with Alex, but I'm curious what he thinks. So I think that in a lot of ways, asking permission makes the message much less powerful. So when you're in a museum or you're in a gallery, you've had to get many people's permission to be in that gallery.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're doing the street art, no one's giving you permission.
Yeah.
You're saying, this is what I think, and you just have to deal with it. Have you had any interesting thoughts as you've sort of become more of a fine artist or a collected artist about the differences between fine art and street art and what they're trying to say to an audience?
I feel like, when you get back, when I look back on my life, when I'm painting on the walls without someone say anything, it's really more freedom for me. You know, I feel like, you know, maybe my goal in the future is to get back.
Get back to your roots.
Yeah, to basic. I think that's what I'm seeing right now. Because I'm working many projects now with the city, I'm working a lot with the art gallery and everything, you know, I'm like, it's make me thinking. Because for sure, when you're working with a lot of people, we need to plan, we need to organize, we need to like make sure you don't have any trouble. The thing you can't say, you think, if you say this, maybe you can make another people trouble, you know, there's many things out of your control. So like some people asking me like, what are you going to do next in the future? I can feel like I want to get back to my roots again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like going paint somewhere, no one cares, like abandoned building. It's like no one owns that space.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, you know, like, actually I love that kind of space.
Mm-hmm.
Abandoned walls, abandoned building,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of nowhere.
Where's been some of the street art in the world that really gives you inspiration? Like where have been some amazing work or just even the setting? You just see it and you go, oh man, I'd love to paint there.
You mean the area? Or?
Yeah, like where would you love to paint in the future?
I want to go everywhere I can, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like in Thailand, I'm thinking before, I want to go every city in Thailand because it's my country. So every province, I want to go get one spot in every province. So not only about put my artwork there, but it's about I want to go and see the lifestyle of the people in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go everywhere, so I can know what's going on in my country.
What was your most recent trip? You were telling me a little bit before. Can you tell me a little bit about where you just were in Thailand and sort of what was rewarding, but also what maybe was a bit difficult?
It's like we talked earlier, like, when you're working with other people, it's for sure everyone is thinking different.
And this was a small town in like the south of Thailand.
Yeah, small town, we need to be careful too, you know, like a big city like Bangkok, you can do whatever because it's a big city, no one cares much. But in a small town, people living in a small town, they, you know, if you change something in that town, we need to think a lot. If we change it in a good way, it's good.
Small town, Thailand. So more conservative, people are, you know, not as used to modern art or contemporary art. How do they, what are their reactions like compared to like, oh, I'm the big city Bangkok person and every, you know, 5 feet I see street art. Is it like seeing something brand new for the first time, or do they have very different reactions to the people in Bangkok who are used to it?
But actually they know before from social media, you know, they know street art.
No surprises.
But they don't see, maybe they can imagine what's going to be after the street art happened. It's like, going to be good or going to be bad? Or what's going on next after we did street art or big mural in the city, you know? That's why we need to talk first. It's like, what's going on? What are you going to be? What are you going to paint? And it's like, yeah, like, what I'm going to paint is quite important, you know? They seems like you need to represent the city, what you're going to paint. That I'm sure when I'm painting somewhere, I need to learn about the everything from the city. The history, landscape, the people, the culture, the detail of the lifestyle of the people in over there. You know, it's like everything can use that for my idea for that wall, because I want people to enjoy their walls and they can feel about their life too, you know, when they see the artwork. So that's kind of choice to do for the big mural in the city.
So it sounds like you're saying that street art isn't, it's not necessarily you have to be in a Tokyo or a New York City or a Bangkok, that you can find and put great street art anywhere, and that generally people are going to enjoy it. The reaction from this small little town was not like, what are you doing to our walls? They were like, this is new, this is interesting, and maybe someone will see that, like a young person in that town, and then they'll start tagging walls.
But maybe street art is quite shared a lot in the last 15 years. I'm painting when, I'm start painting in 2002. You know, I think when I look back for 2002, I think people don't understand what's going on. When you hold a spray can and paint the wall, it's like, what you do? And right now it's like, oh, street art. You do street
Instagram.
Art. Yeah, I think that 15 years is long enough to change the generation. If you do in the right place, right time, okay. Wrong place, wrong time, trouble. The same.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean like you can go with the spray can and painting everywhere you want. It's still illegal, you know. But right now, I think people understand like if you paint a big mural in the city, you can make people come to the wall and take picture. Because right now everyone have a phone in the hand, you know, they can take picture anytime.
Yeah.
So that become a new like activity for the people to do in the city. So every city, now I mean like they use that street art or mural painting to become like the checkpoint and make like a tourist come for the
like Malaysia, right? Like Penang.
Penang models.
Even Ipoh.
Yeah. I've been in many cities in Thailand to painting wall for this reason. Because they try to bring people to come to the neighborhood, to the area. They want people to walk.
Right, on like an orderly. That's very funny because like before it's like random, pick a random building.
Yeah.
No one knows I'm doing it. And now it's like, okay, we're stop one. Yeah. Okay, we have Alex's face. Stop two. Okay, yeah, Banksy. Yeah. Oh, stop three. Oh, headache stencil.
Yeah.
So they're trying to sort of control what was before.
That's why you can see like street art festival. In the city, it's quite a lot in the world now. You know,
Detroit,
Europe. I've been to Europe, Thailand, Bangkok, Pattaya, Ratchaburi in Thailand. It's like many cities in Thailand try to do it. Yeah, that's why, man, that it's made a changing, like, street art has become something now. It's not only like painting walls like before, that can become make like the value for the city.
Can I give you another example just to see what you think? Tokyo's hosting the 2020 Olympics. Normally they hate skateboarding. Like they will, that's like one of the few things the cops will get really angry about. Normally chase you out of the park, chase you out of the office buildings, but because the skateboarding now is an Olympic sport, it's become really popular in Tokyo. Before, it always existed as like a unique subculture that people would do. But now, because, oh, it's famous and, oh, you know, this is something we should be doing, many more people are getting into it. Do you see that as something that's good, or is it like when they're saying for street art, okay, this is what street art is, and it's orderly, and you do this. How do you feel about what you were talking about in this, when what was radical or underground becomes cool? What does that feel like when you're one of those artists?
Before they got cool, but now become really cool.
Yeah, now you're cool.
I don't know, man. Like, you know, I feel happy when I did something and can make something good for the public or something good for the people, that's positive, you know, it's good. But another reason, sometimes I feel like I lost my mind or I lose myself, because you need to do something for them, you know, it's like...
Mm-hmm. It's not you speaking.
I don't lose myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man, like I feel like we need to, we need to separate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this kind of work we do for the city.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of work I have to do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to paint on the abandoned walls, but sometimes I still want to tag the walls
mm-hmm.
at night. I still want to do it,
mm-hmm.
but it's separate. I can do good for the city.
Mm-hmm.
I can do bad for the city too.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why not? You know, it's because mm-hmm. the thing I do for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If I tagging wall for someone else, if I want to do it, why not?
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's wrong, you know, like, that illegal, but it's really hard to say, you know, it's like, it's become cool. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I can do something not cool too, you know. Like,
did you want to be cool when you... when I was young, I was so uncool. I was like a chubby little kid. And
same, man.
Oh, two like, former chubby people.
I'm like, you know, when the high school, I'm like a nurse boy, you know, with a big backpack.
Yeah, that was me.
Carry the whole book.
I would put books in my pockets because I had so many books in my backpack to literally put them in my pockets. So I'd be walking around and like I'd look like a little library that had legs because I would have them shoved in my pants, and they were literally coming out the pockets.
For the Thai boy, you know, like the student, they love to have the small bag.
Mm-hmm.
They need to hide the book in the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
so the bag gonna be really flat, really cool.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like a tank, you know, carry with my pen, my brush, paintbrush, mm-hmm. and the book, carry like that. But you know, I don't know, like something cool. Or not cool. For example, when I start painting graffiti or start painting like street art, my friend in the art in the university in the same class, like Alec, why you paint on the wall? Say, like, stupid. I remember my teacher and everyone's like, I think you waste your time to go paint on the walls like that, you know, because like graffiti or street art is look like it's not cool
mm-hmm.
for them. It can be cool for like street art crew, you know,
mm-hmm.
for graffiti crew, like with like small group of people, and someone else like stop doing this.
Right.
Like, Alec, you have a good skill. Why you don't spend your time to paint on a canvas? Why you spend time to go out to paint on the wall for a weekend? I don't care, you know, like someone say cool or not cool. I just thinking about this. I love to do it. If I'm thinking, my friend say, oh, Alec, it's not cool, you should stop doing it. And if I'm stopped doing it, I'm not going to paint now. So right now, street art become maybe cool for someone else. yeah, like, should I become really cool? Maybe I'm not cool anymore because I'm stuck. You know, it's changing all the time.
Do you feel that, like, sometimes, like, younger artists, when they first get famous or when they first start becoming successful, that maybe they forget that it's okay not to be cool? Is that something you've seen in the Bangkok, like, street art scene? When people get famous, sometimes they forget.
I think everyone's different.
Yeah.
But for me, when you're thinking about cool or not cool, you know, when you're painting on the sun all day, like 12 hours per day, working hard, you know, it's not easy to finish one big mural. I don't think it's cool or not cool anymore, you know. I'm thinking about it's that. It's kind of work. Uh-huh. It's the proper work.
Right.
Especially in Thailand, it's like nearly 40 degrees.
Uh-huh.
I'm standing in the sun all day. It's super hot.
Uh-huh.
It feels like I'm don't think about cool or not cool. You know? It's my brain just thinking about, I need to be focused.
Uh-huh.
The thing in front of me, you know, like how I can finish this work.
Uh-huh.
It's about process of work.
Uh-huh.
I think it's cool or not cool. It's about you thinking, someone thinking to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you thinking about yourself.
And is the street art scene, is it like a community? So if someone sees work that they really like, will they share it with other street artists who might appreciate that work? Or is it something like where a company like Airwalk or Vocom or Supreme will come in, be told by someone, oh yeah, check out this artist, and then through their money and advertising, they'll bring that artist up? Is it organic, or has it become sort of complicated, how people become successful?
Oh, so people thinking about if you're working with the brand, it means you're successful, right? Yeah, I think that's what I tell you, is that this kind of work too. You need to make balance anyway. When I'm working with a brand, mm-hmm. I need to talking about like a business thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you make a business. I'm doing art, so we work together like a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, yeah, I need to do, like I tell you, I need to do something about myself too, like painting for fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the business. It's like we're painting enough until the brand sees, oh, I need to work with this guy. So they get invited to you to mm-hmm. work with you. But I think it's not about, I'm not painting on a wall because I want to work with the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm working for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But if the brand working with me, I have to see if, like, oh, this brand, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's maybe good with street art. It can be the lifestyle, can be good with my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It can be okay. But some brand is really different.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's really hard to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to see it. It doesn't mean like you work with everyone to invite you.
Mm-hmm.
We need to think a lot about working with brand.
Like it's so it does matter, like how they approach you. It's not just like, here's some money, do what I tell you.
You know, like street art, sometimes they're painting against the big company.
Uh-huh.
But if you're painting against that company, and one day you do collaboration with that company, it's a bit, what's going on? You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's really contrast. It's like you talk shit with the company and then you work with them. It's not right.
So a lot of people, like, it sounds like you're just being very honest, where like sometimes it's like, it's a business. Mm-hmm. Whereas some people might be like, oh yeah, you know, fuck big brands, but then they go work with them.
Yeah,
and it's like, there's no way to be like 100% pure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I'm sure I'm saying no, like more than like 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot work.
Why do you say no, usually?
Because I have a lot of things to do. I have mm-hmm. to do my exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do a lot of projects.
Mm-hmm.
So the time, it doesn't fix. And the brand, that kind of brand, it doesn't go. I feel like it doesn't go with good with my style, you know, like many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But some brands, not a good deal, you know, like a lot of things. That's okay. And I think if you are the artist and you're working with so many brands, but I don't want to talk with another people, you know, they just whatever. But for me, I feel like the artist have to do is like create your artwork. But if you're working with a brand, it's like you be designer
mm-hmm.
or you're working something else, I think it's like if you're working a lot, you lose your job.
Like your sense of...
Yeah, like I'm feel like I'm a painter. I'm painting. I love to... You
know, you're not a businessman.
I cannot say I'm not a businessman, but I think everything has to be the business too. You know, I need to sell my painting. It's a business.
Mm-hmm.
I need to deal with a lot of company. A brand is a business. Mm-hmm. But about the goal, what you're going to be, what you're going to do, I think more about that. You know, if I need to work for the brand, so the whole year, so I have to work for the brand, I feel not happy. Because I don't have time to do my own painting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I lose my balance. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with the brand too, because everything is about learning.
Mm-hmm.
But not about the whole year I'm working for the brand, the whole year, so I don't have time to paint my own painting. Mm-hmm. That's not right. So balance. Okay, I'm working with my project. I'm painting wall with the city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I work with the brand a little bit. It's just like many things going is make a balance. And sure. I can learn with many things. And I think everything can inspiring with each other.
Yeah.
When I'm working on a wall, I have an idea to paint on my exhibition. Sometimes you're going out to paint the wall, you see people.
Mm-hmm.
You meet people. Talk to many people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you speak to the people, you get some idea and you learn about them. So, cool to come back. Like you learn about community, what's going on in Bangkok. Mm-hmm. You know, like I tell you earlier, like small community with the big company, with the big mall, you know, say changes a lot in Bangkok. So everything that can be the idea to say what's going on.
Sometimes what can be difficult is learning how to, like, say your no's. Like, not just when to say no, but also, like, to be brave and say no. Like, some artists would, like, if you worked with everyone and someone who really looked up to you would be like, oh, okay, well, then I'll do that too. But when they see you saying no, sometimes it's just as powerful as, like, a yes. Like, so if they see you work with, like, a brand, they'll see that yes and go, oh, okay, that's interesting. Like, I really respect this artist and he's working with this brand. But it's, do you ever feel like the no's are just as important? Like that people can learn a lot from what you don't do or who you don't work with or.
So actually really hard to say no.
It's hard to say no. And it's hard to say, like in the art world, especially it's hard to say like, I don't like that.
Yeah. Actually it's really hard for me to say no.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I need to have my manager to help me. That's why I can see how really important with the manager, so they can help you a lot to see this kind of work.
What are some of the things that like you're happy about, and what are some of the things that you're like,
not
worried about?
Not about art. Not
anything. About, yeah, anything.
Yeah, it can be political.
Can't be political.
Can be political. Sure, we in a city, we in society, political really important for everyone, you know. So I say, we don't talk shit about political, but we have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not talk like really straight, you know. I can hiding on my artwork sometimes.
Yeah, that is a good way to put it. I think I don't know how artists feel about that. Like I am not an artist. Mm. I interview artists and I try to help people meet artists.
Yeah.
But I have no idea like how artists feel about this idea of like it's just like no, just look at my work.
Yeah.
Or if they also feel like, well, look at my work and I want to say what I want to say.
Yeah.
Do you want your work to express a lot of how you feel, or are you also, do you talk a lot about how you feel and the issues that you think about?
In the artwork.
In the artwork.
For sure, that artwork can, it's like a tool, you know. I think for me, the painting, like the wall that I paint, is a tool to speak out what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to share to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can say, you know, when something going on in my mind or I want to say something about what I'm thinking, it's the painting can represent that for me, like an artist, like, you know, like just paint it what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone, every artist, I think quite the same.
They want to do it through their work.
Yeah, that's why I tell you, like, we need to make balance.
Mm-hmm.
Like the thing you want to say is just this kind of work, you know, this kind of thing you want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
you know, like many things, political environment, what's going on in Thailand right now,
mm-hmm.
like what people want to say, you know, for example, like sometimes something wrong happened, you know, in Thailand society, and, you know, people really angry about that,
mm-hmm.
but they can't do nothing
right.
because some people, they have so many power.
Right.
Yeah, maybe that kind of thing. So I think street art can represent, can speak for them too, you know.
Sure.
Can speak out like what people think.
Sure.
To acquire some power that we cannot, you know, like.
Oh, I'd be really interested to know, like, if art has gotten better or worse since social media, because, so like in America, everyone can just tweet. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, fuck Donald Trump, and that's how you feel,
yeah.
you can just tweet that.
Yeah.
But in Thailand and some other Asian countries, you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's really helped the art here develop more and more and more and more, and why maybe the art in the U.S. is less and less interesting to me. Because in the U.S., you can just go, fuck Donald Trump.
You can do that, right?
Yeah, but there's no complexity to that. There's no richness to that. There's no trying to get a lot of people to understand that idea in a way that is subtle or hidden. It's not as creative as, like, expressing it in a way that's not direct.
Yeah, too direct. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why art is, like, yeah, that's why art is about
mm-hmm.
you speak something out with creative thing, with emotion, like people can enjoy in the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like, yeah, I think it's good to speak out like the positive way, like creative way, not mm-hmm. just like put the gun and
not just direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think art is the one too, is really soft, but really powerful too.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful and creative. Soft,
mm-hmm.
don't hurt anyone,
mm-hmm.
but still powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why art is can be really important for society.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know a place and maybe a new kind of art or a new idea that is really giving you energy these days.
I kind of like the bronze Froudy.
Mm-hmm.
I start to make bronze for a while and. You know, the process is quite is special, you know, when you make big sculpture with the, you know, when you kick it like really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And can when you make that statue with the bronze, it can be last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Can be for like thousand years, maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really strong technique.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive to build. Yeah, I have the new Froudy to go make a bronze. So every time I go to see, so it's really fun to see the process, how to make it. I can't do it by myself. Because
you need a team.
Yeah, the technique is quite, I think difficult to me to make bronze. For sure we need to have a team to make it.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea become for me and I need to make the model by myself.
Like mm-hmm.
We send all the model to the factory
mm-hmm.
and they can do a lot of process, like
continue sure.
the process for you and you go through and fix it and make everything right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then what would be like a place that if you want to keep it hidden, you can tell me like the second best place. If there's a place you really like but you don't want Instagram or tourists, we could keep that hidden and tell me the second best.
The place I love to go.
Hide the best one.
I just got back from Phang
Nga. Phang Nga?
I just got back from Phang Nga. Like, what is called from Phuket.
Yeah.
Yeah, like another city, like 40 kilometers from Phuket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got back from there.
So all the tourists go to Phuket.
Yeah.
To stay in the hotel,
yeah.
get really drunk.
Yeah.
And then just 40 kilometers away, no tourists.
They have a tourist on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like Phang Nga, they got long beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the city, really small city
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So not much to live there.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite, but I think the tourists start to go now.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But now still really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I did three pieces now
mm-hmm.
in the city. And Yeah, for me, I like the small town, you know, and I like to go with my mountain bike. I think it's perfect for me to go stay in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I tell you, I can walk to get things. Walk. I can walk everywhere I want.
Mm-hmm.
It feels really good to don't drive.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in Bangkok, it's like dry everywhere.
Right.
When I'm there, it's like I'm walking to get food, to see, right. to exercise. I think really good.
Mm-hmm.
And street art scene is not much. I just started no tagging. No any tagging, no any graffiti. Nothing. No sticker. No street art culture at all. I'll start painting the first pieces in Phanga, in the city. Yeah, that's why it's really a bit complicated when we start, because we need to make sure everything go to the right way, you know, mm-hmm. so it's many process
yeah.
to make it right. But after we did the first piece, and second piece, and third piece, and people happy.
Mm-hmm.
Walking, to, they come to take picture.
Mm-hmm.
I can see before I come back, you know, people enjoy, take picture, and happy. It's like, mm-hmm. okay. It makes me really happy too, you know, before I get back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Has anything been on your mind recently or anything you'd like to talk about? So like to help people discover you or get to know your work, what would be a good way to know more about you besides this interview? To discover more about the faces, the many faces of Alex Face.
Alex Face. I don't know, it feels like I'm a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it feels like I'm a normal guy in the world, you know, I love my family,
mm-hmm.
I love my daughter, I love my dad, I love my mom. I think I'm really normal mm-hmm. guy.
So not Andy Warhol?
Yeah.
Not, you're not in a white wig right now.
I love to stay home, you know, yeah. I'm to sit down on my chair, paint my canvas, and think about my new idea. That's it. I mm-hmm. think my life really simple, really easy.
Well, thanks so much, Alex.
Yeah, thank you, man.